Max. Also, if you still have shirt designs, send them in. Uncircumcised Alt. Also, Eric Prydog is on hiatus, so someone else will have to read the comments. Killaby. Fear Condom. Large PSD versions of my shirt designs are available if any of them get chosen, and I mean, come on, one of them will get made, right? I mean, it would really suck if none of my designs make it onto an actual shirt, right? I mean, after all the goddamn time I have spent and all the hours of my life I have poured into this site, you could at least print one lousy V-neck, right? Ha 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 ha. Shackleford 1. KKK. Nico Gomez 101. These shirts are looking really good. I can't wait to see them on nice, soft, cheap cloth. Colon D. Shady Dragon. Cool. Shady Dragon. To prevent upvoting and downvoting, I would like to propose that the viewer must vote on the site before they are able to view who the creator is. But you say, what if they make a mistake and click 4 instead of 5? This is why there would be two sets of stars. If in one set the user clicks 4 and in the other they click 5, they must re-vote until both votes match. Votes can only be changed X number of days after the original vote to prevent people from going back instantly and re-voting. Opinions? Turtles. T-shirt idea. Max Goldberg. Neurotic Cat. And drink some cherry wine. H. Bomberman. Shady Dragon. Sorry, that doesn't sound like it would work too well. Sometimes I like to look at other sites by the same author. Also, the two-vote system sounds stupid. This isn't a password that you need to set and verify. I like that you can always change your vote because sites can change and so can your opinion of them.